Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. Tensions remain high at college campuses all over the country as the anti-Israel protests continue. Overnight, there was campus chaos at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California, where riot police clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters who barricaded themselves inside a building. At Manhattan, at NYU, at least a dozen were arrested and camps were cleared as hundreds rallied there. The school asked the NYPD to clear out the area that was full of protesters, which they did. And at Columbia University, where it all started, the president of the university says classes will be hybrid through the rest of the semester, as most Jewish students don't feel safe. President Biden has condemned the protests. Today marks 4 weeks since the deadly Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, and now city officials are calling for the owner and manager of the cargo ship responsible for the disaster to be held fully liable. Attorneys for the city argued in court papers filed yesterday that the company should have realized the Dolly was unfit for its voyage and manned the ship with a competent crew, among other issues. The claim looks to have several costs covered, including the replacement of the bridge. The Singapore-based companies filed a petition soon after the collapse, asking a court to cap their liability. A spokesperson for the company says that it would be inappropriate to comment on that pending litigation in Baltimore. A beautiful day out there. I hope you get outside to enjoy it, everybody. Thanks for choosing WBOC. I'm Steve Hammond for WBOC News.